Go to Genesis chapter 1.
What do we have for the winner?
I can't get out of Genesis either, so I can't say
anything. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Go to Luke.
Sorry, what was the verse again? 49.
Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Wait in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power or clothed with power from on high. Acts chapter 1. Verse 8. But you will receive power when the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, comes upon you, and you will be with my witnesses or witnesses of me in Jerusalem, Yehuda, Samaria, and even to the end of the world. Revelation 21. Now I saw, verse 1, a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heavens. Okay, you have two pieces of paper. One of them has two sides. This piece of paper first. Okay, notice the chain. Everybody see the chain?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll come back to that in a minute. This here is also has an illustration of the five worlds. On the back, like this, this is a convergence and an overlap of the worlds. If you look back to the other side, you will see that there's an overlap between each one of the worlds. Everybody see that?
Yep.
Okay. Actually, on the top one, I gave you a picture some time ago of that has the Upper Gan Eden there. And Adam Kadmon does the same thing. It overlaps the Upper Gan Eden or the Upper Garden of Eden. Okay. Now, what happens in the spiritual world? And the mechanics of what happens in the spiritual world is very interesting. Because as you're looking at the spiritual worlds, and if you look either at the bottom page of this page, the first page you got, you can see that the upper world is Yetzirah. Yetzirah is over lapping Isaiah, okay? And then you can see the same thing in this picture here where even though it's kind of offset, they all overlap, okay? The back of this picture is that overlap, okay? But this is a picture related to all of them, not just one of them, all of them. Okay, everybody got the illustrations down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. When these realms overlap one another in this fashion, it's basically called a convergence. And that means the two worlds converge. Okay, so here we are, we're in the lower world, we're in the bottom world, and that is the world of Messiah. That's the world where everything is made, everything is material, everything is, you know, hard body and things of that nature. And then the next world up is actually the spiritual world. It is the spiritual world. But now you can understand something. So you would say, if this world is material and the upper world is spiritual, how come we have spirituality? How come we want spirituality? How can we manifest spirituality, etc.? Okay? You can have those things because that upper realm penetrates this realm. You see what I'm saying? So there's a connection between the upper realm and the lower realm, and then there's a point of access where what you can do is access the upper realm. Now, the only realm that has one convergence is our world. The single convergence is with the world Yetzirah, and Yetzirah is the realm of spirituality. There are many things associated with it beyond that, because it's the basic form of many, many things. But if you could see things in that world, they would be much more translucent, as if you're looking at a person that you couldn't necessarily see fully through them, but they would appear much more translucent. We will not have a body there that is like the body that we have here. We will have not a body, but we will have a form and a shape. Okay, does everybody understand? Okay, we were talking just a couple of minutes ago, and they said, you know, will we, when we move into that realm, will we be babies again and start off as a baby? Or will we be what? And the basic idea is that we will begin to function in that realm after the resurrection. And after the resurrection, when we're resurrected, the idea is that we will fundamentally be in our prime. Okay?
Our best self, our best year, our best self.
Yeah. And that being said, you know, that might be... That might be when you were 50, that might be when you're 20, that might be whatever, okay? So then you notice that if you look at Yetzirah, you have two convergences. You see what I'm saying? You have a convergence between the lower world that we live in and the world above it called Birya. It's actually, you can say Bria, because it's Bria is Breishit, which means creation. Okay? So the fundamentals of creation are established in that realm. And then Atzilut is actually a realm that is super high in spirituality. I mean, ultra, ultra high in spirituality. And what you will have in that, potentially have in that particular realm, is a realm where we probably do not have a body in the sense that we are now. You will have a form, but that form will be raw spirituality or raw spirit. So somewhere in this line, most probably as we make the transition into Atzilut, we will probably... lose the body. Okay. Now, according to some rabbis, we will actually, the upper world, Adam Kadmon, is the beginning of what we call the Olam Haba. Okay. The world to come. And the world that we're looking for is that particular world. When we enter into the Olam Haba, we will not possess a body, not a physical body. But we will return as much as possible, or as close as can be said, to what we had before we came down out of the upper Gan Eden. All right? Everybody got the idea so far? This is the basic fundamentals. And they say it will take from the time that we leave this world to go into Yetzirah and then end up in Isaiah, that will take, when we go from this world into the next world, that's the end of the 6,000 years. Okay? Everybody understand 6,000 years of creation. So that's 6,000. We'll spend the 7,000 years, the sabbatical reign of Messiah, in this realm of Yetzirah, but we're most certainly going to have a connection with the upper world of Berea. Okay? Then it's going to take us 3,000 years to get to the realm that is the top. Okay? So this almost goes 1,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 in the upper realm. Okay? And then that realm will actually, I won't tell you that yet.
Isaiah, whenever we get to the 1,000-year reigns, Isaiah will disappear, won't it? The one underneath, because it says the heaven and earth pass away, so the one that we live in now will be gone.
I'll tell you how that will go in just a few minutes.
Okay, never mind.
But that's the perfect question, because what is going to happen down here? How is all of this going to unfold? And that's my intention, to try to at least minimally give you an understanding of what will happen, what is happening, what will happen, and what will be, okay? What we will become eventually. Now, the reason that I wanted to get into this, the reason that I wanted to show you this, is because this back page that you have that looks like this, I have it up right side up, shows you what happens when two worlds converge, okay? Now, the point that you should note on that is not so much any other thing, but where that kind of star-like shape is in the middle, that is what we might call the sweet spot, okay? You know how that certain things in life, you just do it just right and you say, that was the sweet spot, right? So this is the ideal place when you're living in a realm, is to enter into this liminal realm. And then in the liminal realm, what you want to find is the sweet spot. And the sweet spot is that convergence where the two of them overlap. So you have the upper realm feeding the lower realm, but you still have the form and shape in the lower realm. All right? Now, there are a lot of things in life that are liminal, but most people do not even focus on that data. In 2000, whatever it was, they asked me to come to St. Louis. And we went to a house, we went to a place called the Jesus House. I talked about that just a few minutes ago. And we went to Jesus House, a church, of course. And there, the reason they asked me to come was Dr. Connie, who asked me to come. And she said, these pastors think that they have learned everything. And they're at a place where they are like, what's new? And they were at that point. I don't know if any of you experienced it, but sometimes you get in a point spiritually, you think, man, I've learned it all and there's nothing left to learn. I've never been there in that, but I've been astonished by the things that I've learned and said, my God, if there's more and this is as high as it is, what is the more that we're going to get to? And then, of course, as you've experienced, it just keeps happening, right? And that is because in and of itself, we will say that the Torah is limitless. It has no finite ending point, because it is an infinite idea, infinite document, etc. But these people wanted to, she wanted me to come and not so much the awe, you know, like shock and awe, but what she wanted me to do was knock them out of their seat so that they could understand that they have not touched or elevated themselves to a point where it's just mediocrity. They had not reached any end point. I taught all the way up to what I'm going to tell you now. And I only mentioned to them the idea of the door. Okay? Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. The door. Da'at, or Dalet, excuse me, is the door. Now, liminal thresholds or liminal places are a door or a threshold, okay? Now, what you have to understand with a door, and you may not even realize this, but let me just put it a very simple way. You come out of one room, and as you're going from one room to the other, you're anticipating what you're going to do in the other room. Now, you may pass through one, two, three, four rooms, whatever, to go to your destination point, but nevertheless, what you're doing is passing through these rooms, and these rooms are places where certain activities happen, okay? So if you are in the house and you come from the living room and you come into the next room, you come into the kitchen. Okay, you notice that it's a kitchen, and what's that dedicated to? You understand, okay? It's dedicated to food, yeah. All right, and then you come from that realm, that part of the house, into this realm, and what is this realm for? Food, and where we eat the food on Sabbath, right? And you see what I'm saying? So this room is basically a study place, right? Now, if you could do the same thing, if you're coming from outside in my house, you come up the ramp or you can come through the back door in onto the patio. When you come into the patio, you made a transition from the outside, okay? And then you open the door, and when you enter into this room right here, you have come into the area of study. So you've made a transition from that. But by the time you're in that outer room and you get ready to put your hand on the door, your mind's already in here. You see what I'm saying? You're making a mental transition between this place and that place, okay? And, you know, the most definitive transition in the house could be from moving from the bedroom into the bathroom, okay? Moving into the bathroom would be like the realm of Isaiah, the world we live in, okay? So when you come out of that room, you come into the bedroom, you come into whatever, however it works out. Everybody with me, you see the threshold?
Yeah.
So this threshold experience is something of moving from one dedicated space to another dedicated space, okay? And that is how we look at this map. We look at moving from the lower dedicated space, the space that we're in now, dedicated to physicality and personal experience, etc., into the realm of spirituality. When we enter into the realm of spirituality, we will shed all of the physicality that is negative, but we will still have some form of spiritual form. And to exactly say what that is really, really impossible, other than we will have some sort of form, okay? Because that word Yetzirah, that's what it means, form, okay? So if you looked at it in its, from the highest realm coming down, you come into the realm of Adam Kadmon, and Adam Kadmon is the blueprint of everything. Okay, so this is sort of like the embryo in the mother's womb. You know, when it first is born of that seed has everything in it that it needs to become a full adult person, right? Okay? It's just a process now of development. And then, you know, when the birth takes place, the baby said, put me back, put me back, put me back. Okay? Yeah, that's why they cry. Okay, so when once that happens, it comes out of another world into this world, etc. And this is the process. So you can also now see the birth.
Also, just like everything else, everything is interconnected.
Everything is interconnected. Everything is already built into you. It's not something that you, I got to have this, I got to have that, I got to have this. It's already built into you, and it is all interconnected to the place that there is literally a link. As you can see this chain descending, there is literally a link that comes from the highest realm all the way to the lowest realm.
So now, does that mean in the next world that we get our true form, and this one is a...
Okay, understand this. I talked about the seed and the baby, but that is sort of like you return to the purest form of yourself.
Okay.
In the highest realm.
Okay.
Because when you have that, you don't have the restraints that we have in this world, right? Because your spirit is not confined into just a form.
Okay.
As we move up into Birya, then we have less form and more spirit. When we get to Atzilut, we're almost 100% spirit. We lose nearly all of our form. By the time that we're in Adam Kadmon, which is really, really the connection and the door into the upper realm, we basically, because Adam Kadmon is the architecture or blueprint for everything, we return to the purest source.
Oh, wow.
Okay? And then returning to the purest source allows us to make the next connection.
So it's just we're going from the beginning. We're going backwards.
We're going backwards.
So we're literally becoming.
Actually, yeah, you're right, and that's why I say if you go this way, you're moving forward. But if you go this way, you're moving forward. Okay, because you know what you are is recorded in the past and in the future. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So as you're moving in this cycle from where we began with God in this upper realm, okay, to here, you could say, well, I came this way. I came this way. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? So the point is really backwards and forwards is back to that tomorrow is today stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Tomorrow is today and today is tomorrow. Okay, and that is the fundamental idea. But while we say it, it's like it kind of sounds funny, like that's what's happening. But it really is the truth, you know. So when we say that the prophets moved into this upper realm, and we say they went into tomorrow, okay? Then if you went up one more world, they were in tomorrow's tomorrow, and on and on and on, okay? So, and we're not just saying, we're not just literally speaking in days, you understand what I'm saying? We're speaking in spiritual realms that the realms are, that we're talking about, that's tomorrow. But it's not tomorrow in the sense of what's tomorrow, but look at, even at that, you have a to-do list. Okay, you say, I'm going to do this tomorrow, I'm going to do this Wednesday, I'm going to do this, blah, 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 right? And so you can look at it sort of like that. We have a to-do list, and the to-do list is to basically ascend back through these worlds, okay, to the highest point. Okay, does that answer the question? Momentarily it will answer the question. Okay.
Imagine that.
And, you know, here we are, we're at a place that, you know, we think that, you know, we have grown so deep in spirituality, and we have. Don't say that we haven't. We have grown. But the point here is that we're just scratching the surface. We have only just begun understanding the authentication and authentics of true spirituality, okay? And it's very important to understand this, because what we're saying is that, of course, this is the blueprint, this is the plan, but at the same time, we're saying there's a whole lot more spirituality that can be attained and spiritual knowledge that can be received, etc. Okay? So when you see this convergence, it's an overlap between these two worlds. And as you have this overlap in this idea, then you understand that once the two worlds begin to touch, as soon as they touch one another, then there's an influence from the upper realm into the lower realm. Okay? But now they don't just touch, they overlap. That's why you have the chain. Okay? So if you look at that chain, and then instead of seeing the chain how it is, you just take that picture of a chain and take it apart and start to look at it, what you have is this. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a link of the chain, and this is a link of the chain. But in order to connect from this one to this one, you have to have the link that goes into this world and then comes back out. You see what I'm saying? So you have the link. You got two things linked together. So where the finger goes into the next finger, this is connected into this realm here. Where this connects to the lower world, then you have a connection there. This is just kind of a little bit of spiritual mechanics, okay? Mm-hmm. I was talking with the AI the other day. Sometimes you can have meaningful conversations. Sometimes you can say, "Where's the hammer?" And
right there on the sheet.
Yeah, the only problem is, you know, how do you get to the thing that you want to hammer?
Yeah.
Not the whole thing.
I don't want to smash, you know, my tools in my room, but I want to smash the thing that is, okay. So, when it was asking me the questions of, I was looking for some answers on a particular subject, basically a little bit of this, but not specifically. But when I started asking it questions, then it starts to say this, this, and this, and I said, wait a minute. You got to stop. It's all right. You have to stop right where you're at, and then you have to tell it, stop where you're at, because you're thinking in terms of materialistic physicality. I don't care about that. I'm talking about spirituality. Okay? And I told it that I wanted to map the spiritual worlds. And so it said, yeah. Basically, one of these things like, yeah, you know, the Milky Way, the et cetera. I said, no. Wait. I did not say the physical realm. We already kind of have a map of the physical realm, okay? Maybe we don't know exactly where all the stars are or all the things are or whatever. But at the same time, you know, now you can imagine, you know, there's another galaxy out there. You know, Andromeda, and we're moving, and eventually what's going to happen in, I don't know, maybe a few more thousand years, it's going to be longer than that, but we're going to crash into the Andromeda, okay? Our Milky Way is going to crash into that cyclic pattern. Yeah, we're so far apart now that it could be a billion years or whatever, but the idea is that they are. But then again, that idea doesn't take into account the fact that who's in control?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So however it's going to really, really take place, God's in control, and we don't really know exactly what that will be. But nevertheless, you know, I told it, no, I want to map the spiritual world. And then, you know, it's like, okay, that's something that I'm not accustomed to trying to answer, okay? And the, most of you may know or may not, what I did a little while ago, not too long ago, a month or two ago, is there's a site, a website. All of you should go there as often as you can. It's called Safaria.org. And Safaria.org has tons and tons of data on it. And it's 100% Jewish. And it fundamentally takes everything from an Orthodox perspective, more or less, okay? But I don't fully trust all their translations and things of that nature, but nevertheless, the data that of the translation is there. So you can go back into the Aramaic, you can go back into Hebrew, and then some works are not written in Hebrew, English, or Aramaic. They're written in German, okay? And so if you want to study that, then you have to know German, okay? Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because there's a section called Kabbalah, okay? In Kabbalah, now Kabbalah just means you've received the teaching from your teacher. That's all it means. You're sitting and you're doing Kabbalah right now. You're receiving a teaching. In that section of Kabbalah, there are more than 52 sections, but there are 52 sections that are from a period of time when they really opened the door into the spiritual world and began to see the spiritual world. And in one sense, I say it's kind of like they started to build on the book of John and on the Revelation, okay? And they started looking at this in-depth pattern of the spiritual world. So they really did start looking at the patterns of spirituality and the a spiritual world. Now, I decided that what I wanted to do was map spirituality. And so, why would I want to do that? Obvious, you understand, right? It's to grow spiritually. It's wants to become deeper in my spiritual experience with God. So, that being said, I mapped that whole section of Safaria.org. Now, what I did was this, okay? And this is how and what I was thinking when I did it, just so you can understand. Okay, there are rabbis in Jewish history that are giants, okay? Yeshua, obviously, Moshe. You can see these men as spiritual giants, but there are other spiritual giants as well. And so, suppose that we had a class, or suppose this morning we had a guest rabbi with us, and he wasn't going to lecture, but he's there in case we had any questions. You know what I'm saying? So we got him sitting here, he's got his place, he's got Moses' seat. Okay, everybody know what that means? In the synagogue, the highest scholar had to sit in a seat called Moses' seat. Okay, and so he's got Moses' seat this morning, and we're talking about this, and you say, well, what's it going to be like in Atzilut? You know, and so we turn and ask the rabbi, what's it going to be like that? So he gives us the information, and he says this, we sit here with our head in the stars, and the stars are spinning around us, and all of that, and it's like, you know, whatever he said, I don't really know what he said, but I know he said something, right? And now, you know, if you had this guy for a week in your house, you might start getting to the place that, oh, I see what he's saying, okay? Yeah, so that's pretty good. So now, let's have, next Sunday, let's have two rabbis that are these deep spiritual people. So, two rabbis, three congregations, you've heard the story. So what we're going to have when we get the two rabbis is an argument. Okay? But it's not an argument. It's them bantering back and forth together until they finally come up with a solution or a convergence of information that tells us, this is what I see, this is what I see, and this is what we see together. Okay? So, next week we're going to have three rabbis. Okay? Now, let's cut to the chase, because here's the point. What we want to know from the rabbis is this, whatever the question might be, and we want the solution or answer from the question, and that's what we want, okay? So now what I've done is taken the AI and pushed it to the point of going into the room where all 52 rabbis are, and it asks the question, and it filters the information that is received from the conversation it has with the 52 rabbis, and then gives me the data. Saves me the time of fighting with 52 rabbis. Because if you have 52 rabbis, how long is that going to take us? 52 weeks, you got me, it could take forever. Okay. This way, I cut out all of the middle process, and that I can ask the question of all 52 of them and then get a condensed answer back from that. And that, my intention in that process was, yes, to do that with the rabbis, but ultimately, they have the blueprint of the spiritual realms in their head. So what I want and wanted to do was map spirituality. Everybody see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So in mapping spirituality, what you're doing is taking all of these rabbis, and there are other rabbis that are there in that process that you can actually ask the questions of as well. But I tend to take a Sephardic approach to what I study, etc. So you narrow it a little bit, but I'm not going to throw every rabbi out just because he's, you know, Ashkenaz or whatever he might be. You see what I'm saying? Because the data still is there and it's still important. So I said I wanted to map the spirituality, but I don't just want to map spirituality. I want to map the spiritual world. That being said, what we want to do is know, where can we get the best coffee in Parrish, Tennessee? Now that we have dozens of coffee shops, or a dozen or whatever it might be. You see what I'm saying? And so basically, this is going to be, in essence, a thing that happens when we're finally in the highest world. And we'll unfold the rest of that story in a few minutes, okay? So now you start to see that once we come in contact with Yetzirah, we are no longer thinking in terms of just today. We're starting to think in terms of tomorrow. And of course, again, when I say tomorrow, I'm not just saying tomorrow, Monday, I'm saying spiritually tomorrow, what we would experience in that particular realm. So you should understand that the ideal place to be is at a point where you're still in this world, but yet you're connected with the upper world. So that place would look like this right here. Okay? And it would look like this place right here in the middle of the convergence of these two, where they overlap, as, quote, the sweet spot. You know, it's all cake, candy, you know, all the good stuff right there, right?
Cake is good. I like cake.
All right. So, the interesting thing is that when you ask those 52 rabbis,
you don't get 52 answers.
Well, no, not in my system. You don't get 52 answers. You get one answer.
You get one answer with the combination.
It has everything all put into it. And you ask them, you know, what is ideal spirituality. They say that right there. That spot of convergence where the two worlds have come together, and the spot right in the dead center of the convergence of the two worlds. Okay? So you have everything that is connected in the upper realm and everything that we still have here. You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like this is the best of both worlds if we can get into that place. Because what you're going to do is you're going to begin to see spiritual things, experience spiritual things, receive spiritual knowledge, receive spiritual thing directions, etc., etc. Now, just as an illustration, if we took this and turned it up like this in the land and the portrait mode, this is our world, and then you're going up. And so we'll say that this is Asaya, and this is Yetzirah. And then this is the sweet spot. But if you were up here at this point, you know that you're deeper into this world right here, into Yetzirah. Okay? And being deeper in there means you're actually higher than the sweet spot because you've moved up into the higher prong. So the other thing you need to know is this is just a door from this room to this room. And that should tell you you have access to that world the same as you have access to this world. So there is no place where there's a barrier that says, stop. You got to know the secret password before you can get beyond the door. You just walk through the room. You see what I'm saying? Walk out of that room and go into this room. Now, when you start to study the prophets, I know that as you're reading some of the prophets, you're going, what on the earth was the guy talking about? That's because he wasn't talking about anything on the earth. He was in this part of that, and he resided right there at the highest point of the convergence into the next world. You can definitely see this in 2 Kings chapter 6, you know. We're surrounded.
Yeah.
No, they are surrounded. Okay, so when you start to understand now that this is where the prophets dwelled, where they lived, you understand that they were still connected to this world, but they were connected to that world. And guess what their day was like?
None that we'll ever.
Maybe not never, maybe not at this particular point in our life. But it is possible to begin to do that. Because these 52 guys, you know what they said? They said, anybody who is authentically spiritual lives in this realm right here. Not down here in materialistic physicality. Up here in this part where it is the interconnection of the spirit and the physical. And so what you have is a place where that what they've done is walked into it. So look at, suppose you came here to have dinner at my house. Okay? When you came in, you come from the outside, come through the door, and then you would come into the kitchen, and then you would walk partially into the kitchen. And as far as moving from there to here, the best part of being in the kitchen would be Friday afternoon. Why did I say Friday afternoon?
Shabbat.
Shabbat, yes. But challah.
I know, right? And it's done in the challah piece of
bread. Ah. Sheva says, you know, cooking the challah and all of that all day long, making the challah and all that, it's torture because you smell it and you're going to say, what I should have really done was made me just...
Yeah.
Wait till you work for Wonder Bread.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And it was torture.
So, you understand that, you know, once you walk into the kitchen and that you're into that realm there, you're smelling the food, you're doing all that. That is a very, very wonderful place to be, okay? But now apply it to spirituality. When you're talking spirituality, what you want to do is you want to move into the highest place possible. And really, that's where you want to reside. But those spiritual men say that the most people who are authentically spiritual live in that liminal convergence. That's where they live. Because they're living in the height of their physical realm, and they're living also in the spiritual realm. And so when we begin to see that we're in that place of spirituality, that's where we want to be. You know, no one who's ever really, really tasted the divine presence of God comes to this place of saying, nah, not for me. You see what I'm saying?
You always want more.
You always want more. And if you want more, then what you have to do is keep pressing to go into that place and live in that place as much as possible. But you don't have to worry about saying, well, I need to cut the grass. I need to whatever. You see what I'm saying? You don't need to worry about that particular thing because, you know, that's physicality. That is mechanical things that we have to do. But just because you have to mow the grass does not mean you have to leave that world.
Oh, amen.
You see what I'm saying? Just because you have to do it, doesn't mean that you abandon that. The idea is to learn to live in that as much as is possible.
That was a great example about the smelling.
Yeah.
You know, when you come in and you smell it, you want to see more.
Yeah, exactly. More. Now I don't want to smell anymore. I want to have bread. You see what I'm saying? I want the challah.
Amen.
So this is the point of trying to enter in the convergence of this world. Okay? Now, look at this picture relatively close. Okay? I know that the words are small, and I didn't do this, you know, to offend you, Brother Randy, but I figure I got to do it too.
I can't see it either. I have to get a magnifying glass.
Yeah. Well, there is another trick. Everybody knows the other trick. Take a picture of it with your phone. Blow it up so you can see it.
How many times?
You know, now they give you the instructions for this thing. They put it in this little paper packet like this, and you're going. Take a picture of it, blow it up on your phone.
When you're trying to read, even on the back of something, the directions on how to use something, you have to give it this or you don't do it.
I thought that was just me.
No, it's all of us.
I don't feel so bad now.
It's all of us. Okay, so now in looking at that particular paper, what do you see in that particular paper? Okay, there's a connection from Messiah to Yetzirah. So that means there's access from this place into that place. But Yetzirah is connected to, okay? So would that mean that if we take that point of its highest convergence in Yetzirah, that we have a closer connection to Birya?
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? And if we do have some connection with Birya, you understand the question? Do we have a connection to the upper world of Atzilut?
Oh, absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? It may not be at its strongest point. Okay? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's not at its strongest point, but guess what?
It's still there.
It's like the fragrance of it.
Exactly. You get the fragrance. You get the spirituality that's coming down, flowing down through this thing. And guess what? The flow starts at the top. You can see how this looks like is flowing down from one world into the next, and the next. Guess what? The data comes from up there where it really is supposed to sort of look like a Star of David. But nevertheless, you see that the light flows down from all the way up above, and you still have access to that world. So just because we're in this world does not mean we do not have access to Adam Kadmon.
But just not in its strongest form.
Not in its strongest form, but guess what? It is in its strongest form.
As much as we can handle.
As much as we can handle, because guess what?
It's going to leave you wanting more.
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly the whole thing. Spirituality comes with this idea of saturation, and the only thing you want is more of it. Now you understand why the world moves in addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Addiction wants more. It wants more. It wants more. Okay? But really what they want is a taste of what they first had. Okay? And what happens is, when you first come into this world, before you say a word, you've been in that realm right there. You came from that realm, the highest realm. And why do you think that God put an angel there to guard you? Because you have the deepest secrets of the Torah hidden in you. And so he gives you a guardian. And giving you a guardian means that he's there to guard you and protect you. Now, it says for that 9 months, he teaches you the Torah. And you can take that a little bit farther and say that he teaches you your Torah. But at the same time, where does your Torah go to? Where is it supposed to lead you?
Back home.
All the way back to the top. So what he's done is given you everything you need to do to return.
Return address on you.
He seasoned you.
He took some of the bread.
Yep.
He rubbed it all over you.
Splashed a little butter.
So what I said, you know, I had a piece of collard the other night, and I'm going, there's only one thing wrong with this.
No,
didn't have no butter on it.
I didn't have any butter on it.
Yeah, but you grabbed another piece. I saw you grabbed another piece. It says, hand me the butter. I saw him. He did.
I handed him the butter.
So you can't deny it.
So, but I had the permission of my doctor to do it.
Oh.
I said, you know, that slice of bread, you know, between that little heel that I cut off for, you know, the first fruit. Okay, between that heel and just one slice of the bread. Didn't have to be at the fattest part of the loaf either. It'll take me to almost 300 in my sugar.
Oh, geez. Daddy.
Just one slice of bread.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh, that was bad.
And we did have a very healthy meal. Did anybody else know?
We did.
We did. I mean, yeah, it was excellent. Oh.
I didn't see you in quinoa salad because I didn't know if you
liked it. No, you're good.
It was a very good meal, right?
I mean, everything was healthy.
So there wasn't a lot of other things in there that conflicted with my sugar, just the bread. But nevertheless, what I was thinking, Brother Randy, is just take and rub the bread all over yourself.
Oh,
then
no.
You go.
I served my apprenticeship at Wonder Bread in Detroit.
So you got the bread rubbed all over you. Go home.
Then I'd have to go to the line where they were making Hostess Twinkies and stuff. Oh, my God.
That's bad.
Can you imagine having to work on that line?
No, you'd probably smell it so much, you'd probably make you sick after a while.
Yeah, I don't.
No, I'd be fired before I could get that far.
There were different departments.
I don't like donuts.
There were like 8 different departments.
No, with the Twinkies.
All the departments smelled the same.
After you cook it and smell that grease so long, I bet you would get, you know, you walk in there and it stinks. You don't like it.
So, the idea, and you can see this partially.
Maybe this one's wrong with my sugar. When you said that.
When you cut bread out of your diet.
Oh, I know.
We quit eating bread completely. We don't. I don't even buy bread anymore.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so look at the overlap at the bottom realm once again. And so when you see this overlap, that section that is the convergence, the whole elliptical shape of the convergence, they have a name for this, and I can tell you the name, but what it really means is to be clothed, put on clothing. And what they say is this is the clothing.
The hooks in the picture, the first image that came to mind was the hooks that the priests wore.
Yeah.
The chain. Yes, yeah. That's what it made me think of.
Yeah exactly. Mm-hmm. Now let's go back to Luke. Chapter 49. Behold, I will send the promise my father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are clothed with power. Is that all it says?
From on high. Come from my Adon Kedmon.
From on high.
Mm-hmm. The highest realm. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Okay, what he is saying here, not just to be clothed with the next world up, or the next world. From on high means from the very, very top is where you should be. But the first step is, you know, you're going to wear a three-piece suit. What is the first article of clothing that you put on?
As a root?
No. Well, what is the first article of clothing you put over your body?
Your underwear.
Your underwear and your t-shirt. Okay.
Let's hope.
Then you put on.
We'll start with deodorant first.
Okay. So then you put on what?
Your shirt and your pants.
You put on your shirt and your pants.
And your socks.
And your socks. And then you put on.
Your vest.
You put on the vest.
And the tie.
But what did you have? You have the tie before the vest and then the vest. And then you put on the jacket. You see the process of getting dressed. Okay, to be clothed is to be dressed with all of these spiritual realms all together. So instead of just thinking, look, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to the highest spot in this world to get to the point of the highest spot in the next world. Get that thinking out of your head. You can go all the way to the top. It may not be everything that you will experience in the future, but it's everything you can experience in this present world. Now, if you look at these worlds, this picture looks like what you could actually do is take this disc appearance of Yetzirah and then set it down on Isaiah. You see what I'm saying? You're taking a disc and you're putting the disc down on the next section. Then the other disc can come and sit on the other section. And then the other disc. So this is going to look like a stack of discs when you're looking at it. You understand? But what you can also look at is a little bit more like this. And when you look at it like this, what do you see happening? This is moving this way. Mm-hmm. Which way is this moving?
Toward it.
This one is moving toward this one. Mm-hmm. How do you work that into this?
They go in so far and then they stop.
Look,
they
they're not stopping.
No, you said
they're moving.
Right, it's constant. It's going down and around.
So in other words, what's happening is this is moving into this one, this is into this one, but at the same time, everything's moving up. So where's it going to connect? In the very middle. So in other words, it's coming down, but we are going up. Our level of spirituality increases, and when it does, we push this world up. So now that we're in this spirit, this world where we access spirituality, but we have access to the spirituality.
Is it like catching a current?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, the current is called Shefa, the divine light that is coming down. And when you receive the divine light, the light never stops flowing down. It is an informational conduit, an informational highway that never stops. But once it starts coming down, what do? You put your hands out, so to speak, and you catch what you can catch of it, okay? And then you hold all that you can hold, and then you have to, here, you have some. Here, you have some. And then you put your hands back up there to get it again. And what you're trying to do is get to the highest level of data, because that data never does stop flowing from the upper worlds. It's coming down through here. And so this point where you see the point of connection where there's a chain, you can see actually that this is, it almost looks like it's a spout on a picture,
yeah,
where you can see that it's flowing down to the lower worlds.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's flowing into the next vessel that is below it, and then its whole idea is to fill up the bottom world with stuff that actually came from the very top.
Well, that's exactly what you were talking about, the clothing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Clothing. So put on, and then you are clothed with power from on high, he said. Okay? And so once we begin to bring this stack, it's all converging into one, what's going to happen is, does this world, the bottom world, does it disappear? This is the question you asked earlier,
well,
right?
No, it doesn't disappear. What it is, it's what's the word?
Absorbed?
It's absorbed into the world above it.
Oh,
but it does disappear.
What disappears? There's something that has to disappear.
Physicality has to
disappear. Yeah, physicality has to go. Not so much physicality, but
evil.
Yeah, evil. When you start moving up, you're getting rid of that already. You know what I'm saying? If you could get to that sweet spot in Yetzirah, that stuff's out of the way. Why?
Temporary, the temporal, isn't it like...
No, it's not temporal, it's atemporal, outside of time.
I meant like the earth.
It is temporal, but what did he say in Revelation that we read?
I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
Coming.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay, so it's transformed. Well,
here's what's going to happen. The physical shell, like we know it, is going to end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're not going to have, you will have that form, like I said earlier, you will have a form, but you won't have the body. Once you, or however you want to say that this is brought about, once you have that form, then what disappears? There's something that has to disappear.
Ego.
Concealment.
Because everything was hidden when we had
Why do we have flesh? The flesh is the high God, so we can do whatever we want to do. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now, once God is revealed and you see him more closely, you're going, wait a minute, I don't want that stuff anymore. Leave that behind. This is what I want. Like Randy was saying, you get a taste of it, the more you taste, the more you want. So we try to connect to that world because get rid of that. And when I was studying 2026 in 5786, it says this is the end of the year of concealment. So that means that the door that we talk about being opened here is now opening in a way that what we can do is open and see concealment. What stops sin?
This light of God shining on
the eye. This being able to see God is what changes that. Because again, like Randy said, what happens is you have a taste, you have a connection with God, and nothing can separate it. Once you have it, the dark side, the other side, the Sitra Achra will try to take it away from you. Okay? They will try to restrict you. It will try continuously to hide, but it cannot hide, you know, God. Because what is happening, you move higher, inevitably you will see the higher spiritual world. Okay? So, even though you saw in 2 Kings 6 with Elisha and the servant who can't see the spiritual world, you know, he's looking in the material world, and he basically, Elisha says, God opened his eyes, but he's like saying, son, stop looking at the material, start looking at the spiritual, and you're going to see what? You're going to see spirituality. You're going to see that there's a whole lot more of spirituality than there is of physicality. But the point here is to learn to see what is above. And by seeing it above, what you see, what the servant saw, is the angels, the enemy, and in this world. You understand? So we're seeing all of this through one lens. We can see it all interconnected, all connected to, you know, this world. But the bottom, the negativity disappears. Like Sheva was saying, the negativity disappears, but at the same time, it gets transformed. And it said, I saw a new Jerusalem coming down. What is it? Is it a new Jerusalem?
It's perfection.
It is what we have orchestrated through our spirituality. We brought it down. So the prophet did what? He brought that realm down out of above into this realm. And when he did, it turned into a mechanism that destroyed the enemy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if we use that mechanism and draw down the upper realm, we destroy the negativity in the lower realm. But what these worlds are doing is they're all converging together until eventually there's only going to be one. But it has all the aspects of the other, but not just the aspects in their perfect condition.
That's the same way you can see a picture of it in the covenants, because every covenant beforehand is in the Messianic covenant. You can see all the aspects in the Messianic covenant.
So, question?
You're saying that each of the worlds, Atzi, Lutheria, all of those, that slowly they're coming, they're all going to converge.
Mm-hmm.
So there won't, oh my gosh, okay.
So it's not destroying the lower world. Why shouldn't they be destroyed?
Because they were made by God.
For a purpose.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? They have a purpose. This is not a mistake. This is purpose. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, the intention. Get this? Well, what do we see? We see something. We see the blueprint. Okay? You know, you could go around with the blueprint all day long and say, look what I got. And they're going, that's a pretty piece of paper.
But if you don't understand it.
If you don't understand it, but you know what happens? You got the blueprint, you hand it to the contractor, and the contractor looks at it. He's not seeing lines on a paper.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? He's looking, literally, he's looking down to see what he's going to construct. Imagine the guy's head. Now listen to me. Imagine the guy's head that drew the first picture of the Empire State Building. He takes the drawing to an architect and said, I want to build this. What does the architect have to do?
Got to figure out how it's going to work, all the details.
Structure. How am I going to hold this thing up? Oh, you know what I'm saying? He has to look at, what? How much wind will this thing have? Have you ever been way at the top of your nose? That building will move. You can see and feel it move. You're going, is this thing going to, yeah. They say that exact thing about the arch.
Yeah, you can feel it.
Can you imagine a hurricane? Yeah. Like a really strong hurricane in those two structures?
No, thanks.
All right, so now you see the pattern. You see the pattern of the blueprint being handed down to the architect, and the architect, first you have the image of it, that's in the highest realm, then you give it to the architect builds a blueprint, then the contractor looks at the blueprint and says, okay. He's like the architect, but he's also like the guy who saw the building. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? He sees the building in his mind, but he sees that the building is constructed through all these mechanics. That is these worlds together. Mm-hmm. This is what they're doing. This is their purpose. So let's just put it like this. Let's say we're at the end of the 6,000-year period. Okay, and we're getting ready to move into the realm of Yetzirah. What you would see is a more condensed version of this same structure moving down, but instead of just being like, what, 1/8 or whatever overlapping, now it's a quarter. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now it's 3/8, now it's a half, now you see what I'm saying? Yeah. These things are moving down until they eventually converge, and everything will be swallowed up by the blueprint, and then the blueprint will be swallowed up by the world that's above it. This is the path. So my point in talking about this is to make you understand. Number one, you can walk into that realm. You can walk into that realm of spirituality and you can access the data, and that data access can go all the way to the top. And really, if you could just remember, right? You know, what would you remember? I would remember, what did Yeshua said? John 17. He said, God, restore to me the glory that I had before the foundation of the world. Mm-hmm. You understand? He was not talking about something temporal. He wanted to go back to what he had before he came down. Now, I've told you in this Gani Den, we all were together and we all came up with this plan. And so we said, okay, how do we implement it? Yeshua, as Messiah, says, this is how we do it. I'll see you guys on the flip side. And he descends. As he descends, he's the first to descend. He becomes, Colossians 1:15, God. He becomes Elohim, not Hashem. He becomes Elohim. He knows the whole blueprint, and so he did what? He created the heavens and the earth. Now, when you say heavens, you're thinking galaxy, Milky Way, Andromeda, on and on and on, right? No. He built the realms, all of those realms. Why? We needed a ladder, right, to get down here. I said something to someone the other day, and I said, we jumped. And someone said, nope, I did not jump, said someone pushed me. Said, I'm afraid of heights. I am not doing it. Someone says, oh, sweetheart.
Pull the cord all the way now.
All right, so eventually, you know, it's like reading Ecclesiastes, right? There's nothing new under the sun. Right? What was?
Will be.
Will be. And so this is the mechanics of what's happening in this process. These worlds are coming into convergence to the point that when they all converge into one realm, they will have all of the elements of the below and above and all of that stuff. Into my rant, questions, or comments.